Here we are. We are in the School of the Master in England, and we are on lesson 13. That's day 7, and the title is My Only Purpose is to Be Me. My only purpose is to be me. My only purpose is to be me. I made myself some notes last night looking at the title. But it is actually really an interesting theme. What does purpose mean? Purpose means give something a meaning, right? Make something... Probably the most asked question is, what's my purpose in life? Which means, what is my meaning in life? What is life for, simplified? And the tendency, I would say, is to look in the outside for a meaning, for a purpose in life, because there's so many possibilities what I can do with my life. So I look for a purpose, a meaning in life. And I find that quite often after having looked for a while, looking at all the possibilities, what could give meaning to life, which it comes to the point where I stop, stand still, and realize I look inside for the meaning, for the purpose of life. And I think that's where the title comes from, My Only Purpose is to Be Me. Then there's like no other purpose anymore in the outside, nothing that has to be done, or how shall I put that? We could put it as an example, like for work. Like we choose a work that fulfills us, that is fun for us, and then we go. Let me word that different. Okay, if I go to a class reunion, I have that experienced that many times. The first thing the people ask me when they meet me is, what are you doing? And they're asking, what is your job? What have you achieved in your life? Have you found a purpose for life? Have you achieved something? And that reminds me of that. And that's all questions regarding the outer. It's a question that asks, what have you achieved in your job? Have you done something significant? And I find it would be quite interesting once to answer with, instead of, because I see what I answer, I say, yeah, I've done this, I've worked there, I've done this. But the true answer is actually, yes, I have achieved something. I'm really content. I'm happy with whatever I do. Instead of having to tell the story of my outer achievements. The outer achievements are a fun project, a mirror of what's going on inside. But the true answer is actually what is happening in me. Let me bring up an example. I bring up an example with a lady we have been talking about quite a lot also in the University of Healing. It's Mariella Arnoldi, that is Ellen Cermini's daughter. Mariella Arnoldi has 5 children, lives a most exciting life. She's very busy. Hey, she does all the cooking at home. All her kids are now, I would say from the, I think the youngest is 16, going up over 20. So You can imagine with five children, that's a very lively household. So most of them already have a partner, and they bring all their friends home too. So that house is bubbling with life and energy. And when Ellen came home from her five-week holiday in Europe, she told us many, many stories about Marielle and her family. Of course, because she was right in the middle of this bubbling of love household. And while she was telling all these stories, what is going on and how busy Marielle is, imagine how much cooking you do for such a big family. And then you add the washing, and then you add the household. And Mariela also brings every single kid. Well, now, of course, most of them drive by themselves, but until then, she brought every single kid to their sports adventures, to school. Whatever was going on was what was important to that particular kid. And I thought, wow, what a busy lady. How can she manage that all? And I thought, maybe she has found her purpose in life. And so I kept listening to all the stories, and every single story I heard about the adventures Ellen had with Mariella and her family sounded like very, very busy, but loads of fun. And Mariella standing in the midst of it being completely content and happy. And that switched my question to, I wonder if Mariella has found a purpose in life, to she actually has found the only purpose there is, if you ever could call it purpose. Her purpose in life is being herself. For her, it is fun to have these children around. For her, every single activity she does for her family and with her family, it's what she loves doing. She doesn't feel like she's needed by her family. She wouldn't have time for that. But she realizes that everything she does, she enjoys doing. She enjoys cooking. Otherwise, she wouldn't invite more people even to come. Her table in her kitchen is about longer as the room we are in right now. And that room is, how long would you say that is in feet? 20 feet? 20. About 20 feet. 20. So imagine she cooks for people filling a table of 20 feet. And she totally enjoys it. Because she doesn't feel like she has to do it. She doesn't feel like that's her job to do it. She feels that's being herself. It's fun for her. It's fulfilling herself. She loves it. And I think Mariella is, for me, that's just one example. We could name most anybody we know. It's for me that the ideal example for somebody who knows that the only purpose for being is being herself. And she has found what makes herself happy, what expresses her happiness. Her happiness is doing whatever it is doing in her family, you know, which includes most anything. And if Mariella would go to a class reunion meeting and somebody would ask her, what are you doing? I think she would never for a moment feel like she has to explain or she's challenged by it, because she would have to tell more than she's doing. She would just simply answer, I'm having the most wonderful family and I have such fun being a mother and doing what I'm doing. Because she has found what it means to be herself. That's for me a a true purpose. And then I thought of something else, which describes quite lovely what it means, what the only purpose is to be me. And that's not a person, actually. It's when I watch a dog, I just had to think of dogs. They're such a good example for the only purpose they have is to be themselves. They don't have any have-tos. Whatever they do, they just do. For the pure joy of doing it. They live completely in the moment. They know that life is all about, actually when a, let's take Rex at the monastery. You have all, you both, you sibling Chris, you have met Rex. When he walks into a room, he knows he's so happy about himself, being himself. He walks into the room and he knows every single in the person in that room will come up to him and snuggle him and love him to bits. So all he knows is that his whole purpose of being is being his loving, beautiful self. Nothing else. He has no big plans. He's just being. He's being pure love. And that's what he... I can bring an example. We had a visitor in the monastery one day, and the visitor had obviously something on his heart which challenged him. Usually Rex approaches every single person and wiggles his tail and just wants to love them to bits and pieces. He walked up to the person and he actually barked, which is totally unusual. It was like he was telling the person, wake up, wake up. So he got the guy's attention. He barked and he retreated for a moment. Rex retreated and he waited. And then when he felt like it's okay now, he approached the gentleman again, this time with a wiggly tail, just to love him to bits and pieces. But Rex felt for a moment that there is an anxiety in a heart. So he like, most naturally was himself. He still loved the guy because he cannot be anything than love. But he told the guy for a moment, wake up, wake up. All you're here for, your whole purpose is being you. And that is pure love. I'm just coming to love you. So he stepped back, waited for a moment, so the gentleman had a moment to realize, oh, a dog, it's meant to be loved. And that moment the gentleman realized, and I'm pure love, let's do it. And all was gone, his whole anxiety had slipped away. And next thing they were snuggling each other. Because the dog knew his only purpose was being himself, and that's pure love. The gentleman just for a little moment forgot, because he probably got caught up in all the outer appearances for a moment, and had that as an anxiety in his heart. But the dog reminded him of his true purpose in life. And it was so beautiful to watch. And it's such a simple example. It was so lovely. And I think children do exactly the same. Like you pointed out so many times, Sibyl, they are constantly reminded of what is the purpose in life? What is my true, our true purpose in life? And it is just being ourselves. Christy, would you like to add something to that? Would you like to say what you think is the purpose in life for you?
The purpose in life for me is to be myself and have fun. Just as a continuation of what we said.
Sorry, you get it? She's just looking at the program right now.
I am number one, and the only person is me. I'm the only existing master.
Mm-hmm.
So, what if matters in life is me? Since I'm the only one, once I know who I am and my purpose is me, every other thing sorts itself out.
Yeah.
So I focus on myself.
Yeah.
For a change in life, think about myself. And when I think about myself, I don't have to worry about anything other outer experiences because I walk from within to the outer.
Yes. There you go. And how about Sipil? Would you like to add something?
Well, the only purpose for me is to be me.
Yeah.
There are times when you are expected to be like the Joneses, but that is not your way of living. And the only way to express yourself is to be yourself, not minding who you are hurting.
Who you are what?
Who you are hurting. You are offending.
Oh, hurting.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's not your way. The way of others is not my way. So yeah. I must have it my way.
Yeah.
Like I was going for a meeting of the women in the village.
Yes.
Then my sister told me that you have to cover your hair.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they will look upon you as something else. I said, why? Why do I have to cover my hair? I'm not going to cover my hair.
Yeah.
She said, they will make comments if you don't.
Yes.
I said, well, let me see the comments they are going to make. But I am not going to cover my hair.
Yes.
So I went for the meeting without covering my hair.
Yes.
I went in and sat down. They gave me a high chair to sit in front.
Yes.
Then the other women were murmuring. I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
I just stayed there. So as they continued murmuring, the person at the head, the person in charge,
yes,
the chairperson said, you people should stop that. She is just being herself. She doesn't have to behave like you. She is yourself. So allow her. I didn't utter a word.
Yes.
Because I knew who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I must be myself at any moment. So the meeting continues.
Lovely.
A long way, what they were talking was not making any news to me.
Yeah.
Any sense to me. So when I desired to get up, I stood up and said, permission to fall out.
Yeah.
I'm going. So I left the meeting.
Yeah.
I didn't stay there till the end. They have their ways of attending the meeting.
Yeah.
If you are late, you pay fine.
Yeah.
If you go early, you pay fine.
Yes.
So you must stay till the end. But that's not me.
Yeah.
I have to be myself. So when I choose to leave, I leave. If what you are discussing does not interest me, I leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because that place is not meant for me to be.
Yeah.
So I have to be me in every situation.
Yeah.
Another example is when I attended, I didn't know it was a church meeting.
Yes.
So I went there because they said, what happens is sometime in the year, they have a general meeting
yes.
of the inhabitants of the area.
Yes.
So I said, okay, since I haven't been here for a long time, let me go and find out what they do. So getting there, they said, ah, you're just coming for the first time. I said, yes. But what have you been doing all these years? You haven't attended. I said, I attend when I want to attend. I have just decided that I should come to know what you do. They said, well, you have to pay fine. From the time you got into this village to now, you have to pay fine for it. I said, ah, why? Does it mean that I cannot join when I want to join or leave when I want to leave? They said, no, it is mandatory. I said, okay, for me, nothing is mandatory.
Yeah.
I have to be myself. I have to be free to do whatever I want to do when I want to do it. So, if you have a reason for being here and a purpose for being here, your purpose is not my purpose. My purpose is to be, to come and join you and enjoy what you are doing. But since you have a reason and a way to be here, and that way is not my way, I don't belong here.
Yeah.
I'm going. They said, no, you can't go. You have to. I said, I am going because I have to be free to do what I want to do, not as you are doing it. I must not follow it the way you are doing it.
Yeah.
I have to do it my own way. So I left them and went away. And they were asking, which church does she go to? Why is he not joining us to do what we are doing? So the others there had said, why not go and find out from her? You have not allowed her to come here, stay here, and then educate you on what she does and what she does not do. But you have just asked her that she must do it your way, and she says, no. My purpose in being me is just being yourself at any point in time, not minding what others are doing, what others are saying, as long as you do what your heart tells you and you are doing it, that is my purpose of being me.
And do you feel when you follow that heart inside that all falls into place harmoniously?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course, because nobody bothers you.
Yeah.
Nobody challenges you in anything. Rather, they will find it uneasy to come to ask you, why are you not doing this the way others are doing it?
Yeah.
Does it mean that every other person, if every other person leaves that association, who will be there? I said, those that want to follow your rule. Since your rule does not coincide with my way of living, I don't have to belong.
True.
I belong to where I am free to express myself, do what I want to the benefit of all, not do what is stereotyped by your rules and regulations.
And then do you feel like, actually you do that, do you feel like you automatically create, if you know what your way is, okay, when you listen to your heart and it tells you what to do and how to be, do you find that you create around you beings, people, and also schools or whatever that actually suit what you believe in?
Yes.
You do, huh?
Yes.
of course.
Some of the men in the village tell their wives, don't you look at Sebo. If at all you want to associate with anybody, if it is Sebo, I wouldn't mind. But for others, because she's always on her own, doing things the way she wants to do it.
Yeah.
And when you look at the way she does it, I love it.
Yeah.
I believe in her.
Yeah.
I believe in anything she is doing because there's something that talks with her,
yeah,
that directs her, that if you join her, if you follow her, you will never miss your way.
Yeah.
You will never be found wanting because you are sort of inner directed as she is, because I see her as someone that is directed from within.
Yeah. Following your heart, your own inner voice.
Yes.
And that's actually what, because that's so much in all of us, because we all, I don't even want to name it want to, let's say we all follow our heart, so when we see an example, we go, yes, that's the way to go. That's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So that we are talking about, the only purpose is to be me. And yet, to be me, you can only be it for yourself. And the more I am me, the more I'm an absolutely open book about who I am, what I do, because it's always standing for me. It's my book, so every page tells my inner story, because we really listen to that inner voice, that, or to the heart, you can say, or to the divine within, to me. That the whole me is visible in an open book. It's almost like the inside is turned outside, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I read a book once, and it's called Hello, Mr. God, This is Anna. Have you ever heard of the book? It talks the story of about a child. She's maybe 6, 7 years. And she looks at life moment by moment as the most magical thing. All she does, she looks for beauty. She can walk a dirty street in the middle of London. She sees a little glass splitter on the floor. She picks it up, holds it toward the light, little simple things like that. And all she sees, she always says, oh, that's beautiful. That's God in a rainbow. You know, all she sees is the beauty, the love and the magic of her inner self. And at one stage, she says something absolutely beautiful. She says, a young man asks her, Anna, what do you think an angel is? Just as an example with what we are talking about now. And she says, an angel is somebody whose inside is turned outside and you can see all of them. Every single bit of it, because there's so much being themselves. Nothing is hidden, because there's no reason for it. It's all out there. It's all out there. And I think that's very much what the only purpose is to be me, is really to be this expression. And in whatever way we want to express it, like Mariella Arnoldi in her family, she is the angel of her family, because she expresses her inner self outwardly so openly and so clearly that every single person... I've been in her family once, and I felt instantly comfortable. I felt instantly at home, because I was home in her heart. I stepped actually into that center of her, because she's expressing it in the outside so purely. So we were one. That, there we go again. We were one, or we are one. Because it's very easy and lots of fun to share with somebody that lives being themselves, having fun. And even if that person lives a completely different lifestyle, but I see it with me, I feel instantly home with them because it's that home base that meets. It's that inner, it's God meeting God. We had a visitor at the monastery about a month ago, Gabriela Inalben. And Gabriela has spent a considerable time in Jamaica. So, and in other countries. So she talked about how people in Jamaica greet each other. I couldn't repeat how they really said, especially in Jamaican. But they stand in front of each other when they greet each other and they look into each other's eye and they say something that describes, I am eye to eye with you. I stand in the presence of God. Isn't that the most beautiful way to greet each other? And I think what they do, they touch each other too when they do that with their heads. And I think that's the most beautiful thing. Because it's almost like they look into, you know, with the eyes, window of your soul, you look into each other's true being and you go, hello God, nice to meet you. Isn't that wonderful? And I thought that was the most beautiful way to greet each other. And that also belongs, the purpose of life is being me. Because I greet God in me. And in every single being I meet. And isn't that the most beautiful purpose to be? That's really, there doesn't need to be anything else. And that's very much being myself. And that I can do if my fun game is like being in a family, being a mama, or if my fun game is in flying to the moon, whatever, it doesn't matter. They're just fun things to express who we truly are, what our true purpose is in life. I believe we covered my only purpose is to be me very, very beautifully.
We can conclude it.
Yes, please.
By realizing or knowing that we are God.
Yes.
And our only purpose in being is to be that which we are.
Yep.
So in every situation, when we find ourselves as God, whatever we are doing, it is not our outer self, but the God in us. So when you find yourself in a situation that says or makes it as if you are not aware, you remind yourself, I know.
Yep.
God in me is the answer.
Yes.
So the only way to reach that goal is to realize that it is God in action, which is God in me.
Yep.
And the moment I realize that, I am doing what God is
would do.
Doing.
Yeah, beautiful.
Because it is me as God.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I find myself perplexed, I start saying, I know that God in me is the answer.
Yeah.
I know that God in me is the answer. I know that God in me is the answer. With that, I keep flowing and flowing, being who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being me at any point in time.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And that's us from England with our lesson 13. And It's just gorgeous. There we go. Beautifully rounded up, Sibylle.